You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Fashion. Turn to the left. Fashion. Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena Penny, kei te pihi a koe. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thanks. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. It's been a big weekend of movies and excellence. You've been at the King Loser Doco on Friday, is that right?
Yes, that was correct. And the Cash Guitar performance.
Very
which
cool.
Which was pretty awesome.
Yeah, sounded like a very good time. I was at the one last night and it was super cool. It's such a great film. If anyone hasn't seen it, make sure you get along. There is a screening today. I think this afternoon. Let's just take a long lunch break. Why not, you know?
Yeah, another one I saw was the film, the Hypnosis film about album covers.
Oh, that sounds
cool.
Storm
Thorgerson and the other guy's name was Poe, but I couldn't remember his full name, but it was really, really good. That was at the Hollywood.
Awesome. Sounds very good. Yeah, we've still got about a week left of the film festival, so lots of good stuff to go and see. But we are talking fashion right now, Penny. What are we chatting about this morning?
Well, I kind of wanted to start it off with, you know, when you remember when you were a kid and you were drawing shoes on people and, you know, you drew an A, which ended up being like Alexander McQueen's kind of armadillo silhouette for
yes.
a shoe.
Yes.
And then when you were putting boots on people, they kind of like were like a B, like a snow boot.
Yep.
in a way. This is probably like little girls doing this, I don't know. But there is a new boot out, and I had not seen the precursor to this, and it's a big yellow boot that is a collab between a label called Miscellaneous Mischief and Crocs.
Oh.
And Miscellaneous Mischief is MSCHF, if you're looking for this online, and then, of course, Crocs is Crocs. And it's a big yellow boot that looks like you've drawn it as a child that has come to life, but the bottom of it is perforated with even, like, it even has the band around the back.
Oh, my God.
And it looks like a Croc. So I was like, oh, my God, what is this? I've got to check this out. And it turns out that earlier this year in February, these boots were released in red, and they were a nod to Astro Boy.
Yeah,
and
if you can think of what Astro Boy's feet look like, that is what these boots look like. Not like a take on it. It's like exactly if a cartoon boot came to life. Giant red rubber boots.
And so they, this was kind of leaked on, I think, February the 11th, and then 16th of February, the big red boot was released. They sold out straight away. They were $350 US, and now they resell for ginormous amounts of money. And so Mischief is actually kind of, they're actually an art collective. They're not even a label. Well, they say they're not a label, but they do kind of various sneakers, including the AC.1 Mischief Help I Broke My Foot sneaker, which is moon boot, essentially.
Okay.
And you can buy those for about almost $500 US. They also did the Lil Nas X Satan shoe, which came out in 2021.
Oh.
I don't know if people remember that one. I think I did talk about it. That sold for, there were 666 limited edition sneakers made. They sold for $1,018 each, which was a reference to Luke 10:18, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. They sold out in under a minute. They had a pentagram on each shoe and an upside down cross on the box, and the shoe contained 10 mil of ink with a drop of human blood.
Oh my God.
That's got to be a health hazard. I mean, I know that that's just not on.
Yeah, and then weirdly, it turns out that they were actually refurbished Nike Air Max 97, so Nike launched a lawsuit against Mischief.
Ooh, naughty.
Yeah.
That feels very art collective, doesn't it? It's like, oh, it's a ready-made. You know, just take a Nike and just stick a bit of human blood in it, it'll be fine, you know?
Yeah, cool concept. Come on, execution.
So you can go to their website and see all these different kind of sneakers. They've like also released Jesus shoes, which are a pair of Nike Air Max 97. I don't know what they've got against them. which is filled with holy water, or the, you know, the bottom, the what your soul is, and there's a crucifix on the laces.
Oh my God.
And they also, we talked about Hermes Birkin bags last week. They ripped four of those apart, turned them into Birkinstock sandals with built-in holy water.
Oh my God.
They were called, I think they were called 49 or Drop 49, and they were shut down because of a legal dispute from Hermes.
What a legal stuff going on.
Classic.
And they were priced between $34,000 and $76,000 US dollars.
Reasonable.
I have to say, it's kind of like... It's giving Banksy vibes, and that's not necessarily a compliment.
No, but it doesn't sound like one.
It's also not necessarily, like, not a compliment. I kind of appreciate it does a specific thing. I also really enjoy that they got Paris Hilton to be the face of the croc boots that they've just made.
It's crazy, eh? And I kind of, like, was like, oh, my God, who are these people? It turns out the founder, Gabriel Whaley, it was founded in, like, 2018, I think, after BuzzFeed closed down. He used to work for them.
Oh, and the mass exodus of BuzzFeed employees just going out and freelancing, doing weird
and
stuff.
So his first thing that he did was he offered a bad piece of advice for a dollar on Twitter, and it went viral. And then something about, like, after 11, advice for after 11 p.m. and stuff like that. So it's kind of like they are really trying to... you know, they acknowledge the controversy and defend the artistic merit of what they're doing.
Mm. It does also feel a bit like they're trolling everybody slightly too.
Oh, yeah, they're totally, like, yeah, you know, I was going to say taking the piss out of the, you know, consumerism and that sort of thing. So I thought I'd tell you another couple of things that they did do, including they released their most expensive product was the Persistence of Chaos, which is a functioning laptop with six of the most infamous computer viruses in history.
Wow.
It sold for $1.3 million.
What? Why?
Whoa.
Because somebody has too much money to spend.
Yeah, okay, that's correct. Yeah, you're right.
But this one is the one that really got me. So in 2020, so this is not very fashion, but it kind of is, you know, because it's art. A piece called Severed Spots. They purchased for $30,000 US dollars a Damien Hirst spot print. Then they cut them out. They cut out each individual dot and they sold them for $480 each.
Listen,
honestly, I feel like that's quite a good use of a Damien Hirst painting. Yeah. But that's just my opinion. So,
but then the second work that they sold consisted of the leftover paper called 88 holes.
Oh my God.
sold for $261,400. So I can't stop laughing because it just cracks me up that somebody would buy this.
This is when I'm like, artists must be stopped. And I'm not talking about normal artists. I'm talking about the ones who can just see signs in their eyes and the people who sort of facilitate that as well.
I feel like fashion every week is just me gasping at prices.
pretty much.
That's it.
Well, it is kind of like crazy. Like, there's this other thing too where they had this pile of money and it was a blur. And so they thought that, so people thought, oh my God, I'm going to buy this because it's going to be a pile of money or it's going to have like, a hidden treasure in it, and it turned out to be an eraser.
Oh my gosh.
So they got them there. They didn't do any false advertising.
I do find this type of like art / you know, consumer culture critique very eye-rolly, but I also appreciate that it does provide some quite enjoyable bits of pop culture content, like watching a video right now as we speak of Paris Hilton struggling to get the big croc boots off. She's got a friend she's sitting in a chair, she's got a friend literally braced against the wall trying to pull her, it looks like she's trying to pull her whole foot off like a Bratz doll. It's very intense. I do love also Paris has got a full bodycon like morph suit on that is yellow and says sliving all over it, which is
sliving,
classic Paris Hilton line as well.
I love it.
It's all a lot.
One kind of fashion kind of I guess academic said there is a sense that as clothes have become largely recognizable, easy and utilitarian, shoes need to carry some of the punch. So, you know, that made me just think of people wearing like 3-piece suits in these boots. It's like, oh my God.
Gorgeous.
You
know?
So if you're keen on getting this collaboration of Mischief and Crocs, they come out on the 10th of August, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also get the big Astro red boots. Looks like they're still available on the Mischief website. For $350. They've got some other sneakers on there that are kind of relatively looking normal things. There's one that I suspect might have orange juice in the sole.
Suspect?
Yeah, because it's called yeah, it's called Super Normal 2 Orange Milk Smooth Dairy Citrus Tang.
I like the ones called Honk Honk I'm a Goose.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, P, thank you for bringing us the most chaotic shoes this morning. Yeah. Mischief Boots, appreciate it. I hope you have a lovely rest of your day. We'll see you next week.
Thanks very much.
Bye.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir. We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep
beep. Beep beep. That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.